Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Marcus.
I'm your host, Les Jackson. This is going to be the fastest 30 minutes on Blog Talk Radio. Let me kick it off like we always do. We want to say happy birthday to all our friends on Facebook, Twitter, blogtalkradio.com. Want to say hi to everybody in TumbleUpon, Get Glued, StumbleUpon, all my friends on MySpace, YouTube, however you get in, you got to fit in. You know my saying, that's the doggone show. I want to talk about something today, a very, very touchy subject. I want to talk about the forgotten ones, our children. I want to talk about it because, you know what, it's some startling statistics that are out here, and people need to know about them. We need to start addressing the issue and quit lingering and playing as if it does not exist. Hunger is alive and well, not only throughout the world in third world countries, but also right here at home in America. It is said that one out of every five children in America alone goes hungry. Don't get the proper and adequate food that they need to sustain their little bodies. And if you think it's not a problem, folks, let me tell you something. Hunger kills more people every year than AIDS, malaria, and tuberculosis combined. Did you hear what I said? Combined. Every year, authors, teachers, journalists, researchers, school children, and students ask for statistics from the World Food Program, which you can check them out for yourself at WFP.org. And these statistics are just phenomenal. I'm going to read the top 10 for you. I'm going to read the top 10, and then I'm going to move into a bunch of different areas about hunger. We're going to talk about why are we leaving our kids behind. I remember, don't you remember when we came up with the no kid left behind policy? Wasn't that, who was that? Was that a Reagan or a Bush? One of the wives came up with the no kid left behind rule. But if you look at 2015, yes, there has been a decline. But the decline has been so misconstrued and undercalculated to where it could have been actually an increase. Just like they say that homelessness has went down, but yet foreclosures have went up. So if you are not actually owning a home, you could really be homeless. Think about it. But I want to talk about the kids. I want to talk about the kids. I want to get this in because the kids are our future. And I hate to say it, but we're throwing away an investment. And that's why it's so important that parents be parents, because our kids are like investments. Not only are they an investment for the future of our well-being, but they are our investment to what they can give back in the contributions to the world. And what I'm seeing in today's society is a bunch of kids that aren't going to be able to contribute anything because there's not going to be much for them to have to contribute. If we continue to allow our kids to be exposed to drugs and alcohol and to prostitution and to all of the outside negativity that goes around throughout environments of all shapes, colors, creeds, races, denominations, however you want to cross the line, I don't care how you look at it, it's not discriminative. Prosperity, hunger, violence, crime, rape, incest, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, it does not discriminate. It does not care if you're rich or you're poor. It just comes. And so I want to talk about this. Let's start off with hunger, because hunger amongst our children, this is one of the main problems, one of the main problems that we have to sit back, and we need to address this real quick. Okay? Here it is. Let's talk about hunger, because I'm going to break it down to you. There are some 4 million children that live in extreme poverty. Now, out of those 400 million, that means that you have something like 300 million that are facing hunger. In the entire world, out of all of the people, there are some 805 million people in the world that don't have enough food to lead a healthy, active life. That's about 1 in 9 people on earth, folks. 1 in 9. It could be your neighbor. Of course, they're not going to walk up and tell you, we're hungry, because we have this pride thing going on. Number 2, the vast majority of the world's hungry people live in developing countries where 13.5% of the population is undernourished. And you know what these developing nations are. Asia, number 3. Asia is the continent with the most hungry people. 2/3 of the total people that live in Asia are hungry. The percentage in Southern Asia has slightly fallen in recent years, but in Western Asia, it has also increased slightly. Now, I'm going to pose something to you after I get to 5. Sub-Saharan Africa is the region with the highest percentage of population of hunger. 1 in 4 people there is undernourished. 1 in 4. That means when you walk by, 1, 2, 3, that 4th one is hungry. 1, 2, 3, 4, that person is hungry. So 2 out of every 8. Number 5, poor nutrition causes nearly 45% of deaths in children under 5. 3.1 children die each and every year because they have not been fed properly. They do not have the nutrients in their body to sustain the energy that they burn. Therefore, death is inevitable, and it's right around the corner. Now, my question is, and it kills me, I almost get bewildered, when we have all of these so-called bigwigs, and yes, well, they do commercials all the time. Oh, yes, I donate this to this charity, this to that charity. Well, you know what? Have you ever sat back and thought about to yourself, how could it be that the United Way, as much good work as they do, why does the chairman of the board have to make 83 plus million dollars per year? Huh? I want you to just think about that. You can sit back and you can say what you want, but I'm telling you, now, they have said that only 1% of the people actually carry the brunt of the weight of the world. Now, they tell us this lie. See, this is the lie they tell you. Well, if it's just a 1%, why do you beg so much from the 99% to buy all this stuff? Only because you want to be in this 1% that feels like you're privileged. That's all it is. And the 1%, since they have so much, I challenge everybody in the 1% right here today, I challenge you to take 1% of your income, 1%, and to sit back and go into some of these third world countries with a suitcase full of money and distribute it out like Pied Piper or one of them other Robin Hood, and actually put it in the people's hands and stop putting it in the hands of corrupt governments that you know the food never reaches the people. I'm talking about the forgotten ones. I'm talking about our kids. See, we talk about this better future and how the future is going to be bright. It ain't going to be too bright. One out of six kids, roughly 100 million in developing countries, is underweight. One in four of the world's children are stunt. That means that their size is not right portion to what they should be. That's one in three people. One in three children is not developing right in their physical height. If women farmers had the same access to resources as men, the number of hungry in the world could be reduced up to 150 million people. Think about what I said earlier when I said that hunger was a large problem. Remember I said 805 million people? If women could get out there and farm and had the same equipment, had the same stuff to work with, the same tools, we could cut world hunger out and bring it down to 150 million. Think about it. Number nine, 66% or 66 million primary age school children attend classes hungry across the developing world, with 23 million in Africa alone. And number 10, the last one, the World Hunger Program, the World Food Program, calculates that the U.S. $3.2 billion is needed per year to reach all 66 million hungry school-age children. Hold on. Listen to what I just said. $3.2 billion. That's all they need. Now, we're throwing away. Think about this, folks. We are throwing away billions of dollars every year on war. We're throwing away billions of dollars to shoot rockets up into the moon all over outer space It probably costs more than that to run the International Space Station. But yet, we don't want to invest in our future, which is the children. Oh, I wish somebody really would sit back. I wish we could just really band together and really stop all this foolishness. Stop all this nonsense that is going on. Because there's a lot of nonsense that goes on. Let me get you in here real quick. 731, last four is 0011. Good evening. How are you?
Fabulous. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic. And may I know who I'm speaking with?
I'm Dr. Iman Sarah with the Salem.
Yes, how are you, Dr. Sarah? I thought that was you. Dr. Sarah, come on in here and tell us a little bit about this. Because you know, you probably see it every day. The problem that we are putting ourselves into by underfeeding and undercaring for our young people.
Exactly. Well, it boils down to a lack of knowledge. And there's a large focusing, you know, this is my perspective, on the blame game. And we so internalize blaming people for this and that and the other, we deflect our attention to things that are important.
Mm.
So you look up and there, you know, there it is. There is gone. And I was, you know, today writing. I have the Saberhole live show on Blog Talk. I just followed you, and I hope you'll do the same for me.
Yes.
And come on my show sometime.
Okay.
And, you know, and have, you know, have this dialogue that we need to. I was listening to you say women farmers. You know, so when I say the word hoe, people think I'm talking about a woman.
Mm-hmm.
But this is an intellectual odyssey. You know, the word hoe is a noun that, you know, person denotes person, place, or thing. A hoe,
yes,
is also a tool that is used for cultivation, for breaking ground. And it was first used in the garden in the beginning. You know, life began in a garden. So you have to have holes to break ground. And that was one of the things that, you know, when this revelation was given to me, we need to plant. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
the physical hole, because we're all holes. Of, you know, a hole is a cultivator. So that's other people's mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the master, whoever, you know, you have to pick a hole up to work it. Because
that's
a
right.
hole don't know what to do. It needs a master to direct it to do its work. So
yes.
when we pick up these mindsets of activities that do not produce, you know, we watch TV, come home, watch TV, put your children before the television every day.
Right.
You're cultivating a lackadaisical mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Not productive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you talk about real issues, I don't know if you're aware of Angie Stone recently in the news for knocking her daughter's teeth out.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm posting on Facebook, and very few people, I said, we need to stand up with Angie Stone. Because, first of all, she opened her gate to her adult daughter, 30 years old.
Right.
She had to come back and live with her mother for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might not have liked your mother's, you know, rules and regulations. You're in her house.
Right,
if she came
right,
to your
right.
house, would she
That's
have
right.
stepped to you if you had came to her and said, look, your kid's running around here half naked, my house is nasty, I'm tired of this. So you think she would have jumped up in your face and cussed you out? No.
Mm-hmm. No, no, no.
But she can stand up in her mother's face.
Right,
and
right.
And so then, you know, and cuss out and, it get to a physical altercation. And so Angie probably just lost her mind. She didn't realize. You know, she didn't know she had did that. Her daughter. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, what is the old saying? You in and I'll do what?
That's right. I take you out. That's
okay,
right.
Now.
That's
okay.
right.
You know, when do you come in the strong man's house and tell him what to do?
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, she had a choice. If her mother no longer was on the planet, where would she have went with her children?
Yes.
And so
See.
We as parents We have to learn how to say no.
That's right.
Because
that's right.
I guarantee you, your children don't have any problem saying no to you.
That's
and
right.
When it comes
that's
time,
right.
You know, you mm-hmm. have mothers who have 10 and 12 children in nursing homes.
Right. That's
you know,
right.
And they're not going to take you coming in their house telling them what to do because they will put you out in a New York instant.
That's right. That's right. That's
so
right.
I'm, you know, brother, I'm beginning to believe that, you know, I know from my own personal experiences and just keeping it real
mm-hmm.
that the newspapers couldn't contain the stories of parental abuse.
That's
and
right.
that's why
that's right.
I feel a lot of people did not stand up with Angie Stone because they're a prisoner themselves in their home with their adult
mm-hmm.
children.
That's so true. Now, Dr. Sarah, let me ask you, what time does your show come on?
I come on Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Central.
Okay, Wednesdays at 10 p.m., which would be 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 p.m. Central. Okay, fantastic. Fantastic. Dr. Angie, let me sit back and let me get this thing wrapped up so I can go do this other show that
yes,
I have
sir.
To do.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What? And for everybody that's listening, I want you to make sure. What's the name of your show, Dr. Sarah?
Called the Save a Hoe Live Show.
Okay, the Save a Hoe.
Yes.
All right. All right. I like it. I like it. I want y'all to sit back and tune into it on Wednesday nights. That's 10 o'clock Central Time, 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I know it's going to be a good show. I'm going to be tuning into it myself and get in there and jump
yes,
in the conversation. Also, I want to cover the one last thing before I get up out of here, everybody, because you know what I'm telling you about our future. I was looking at something just the other day on Techno on Al Jazeera TV, and it was letting us know, I don't know if people are familiar with this, but by the year 2020, it is estimated that over 49% of the workforce will be robotic. Matter of fact, next time you go into some of your stores, don't be surprised if you're not going to be greeted by a robot, because they say that they are finding a way to phase out the human being. And I'm still talking about the forgotten ones. Now, if they're doing this right now and they're only talking about 2020, we're only talking about 5 years, folks. We're only talking about a five-year gap. Let me tell you something. At this rate right here, and let me just talk about this thing. You go to dosomething.org. It is the largest organization for young people and social change. And let me just give you five quick factors. DoSomething.org. Let me give you five quick factors that we often don't pay attention to. As of 2012, 31 million primary school students worldwide dropped out of school, and an additional 32 million were repeated the grade. In Africa, in the sub-Saharan regions alone, 11.07 million children leave school before completing their primary education. That means going from the kindergarten to the eighth grade, folks. In South and West Asia, numbers have reached 13.54 million children. And while girls are less likely to begin school, listen to what I just said. The girls are less likely to begin school. Boys are more likely to repeat grades or drop out altogether. I'm telling you, folks, this is what we're getting ready to work with. This is what we work with. And then we wonder why a lot of these people want to become immigrants and come over to America, because the numbers aren't as stagnating. And we don't have to deal with the same circumstances. Just look at it. You see it on television every day. You watch it. Can you imagine how many of them kids do you think going to school with ISIS running around taking over every city? You've seen them kidnap 300 babies. And then forced most of them girls to marry them. Went into the school and just took these people. I'm telling you, folks, look, this is why people come here. And it's not a gravy train here now. Don't think that our statistics is too far behind, because they're not. It's just the only thing, we tend to have a little better system going on, and people believe still have some value, but if you look around, it's an awful lot of our young men running around with blunts in their hand and not going to school with their pants sagging off, hanging off their butt, standing on the street corner, and now I see them at the store asking, can I get some change?
With some pants sagging off there, hanging off there.
Say it. Say it. Because that's exactly. And you know what? And I'm not going to blame. I'm tired of folks blaming white folks. And everybody got to blame somebody. Just like Dr. Sarah said earlier. Everybody want to blame somebody else. But ain't no white folks down here holding no gun to my head telling me to go out there with my pants hanging off my butt and stand on the street corner and beg everybody I see when I'm able-bodied to go get me a job at McDonald's, Captain Kangaroo, Popeyes, whatever. I did it when I was a kid. You better do it while you a kid. It didn't kill me. It ain't going to kill you. And that's what's wrong. Parents, stop being friends with your kids. You ain't no friend. See, I don't want my daughter to think that I'm her buddy. No, I'm your parent. I'm here to guide you. I'm here to show you and tell you right from wrong. Now, if you don't follow it, it's going to be your fault. But daddy's still going to be there to kind of pick you up and spank you a little bit and then tell you not try it again if you can't get back up on your own. Dr. Sarah, we got a couple of minutes. Come on in here and close us out.
Well, I think that's great. You're my new friend, Les, and I'm really looking forward to engagement. I love your format. Your topic is very relevant for today, and that was mind-blowing. Well, I knew about the robots, but it's closer than expected. Anticipated. And see, we don't read anything. That was another thing I was writing about. We don't read.
Mm-hmm.
And if you
mm-hmm.
don't read, you will not lead.
You're right.
You will not
right.
lead. Leaders just, are readers are leaders, right?
That's right. That's right. You said it right. Readers are leaders. And you know what's sad? I don't know if you've seen this report yesterday, but you know, I didn't know that these little booths, they got some little booths that they put out, especially in the suburbs. They have some here in Detroit where you can just go get a book and you take a book back. You get a book, don't cost you nothing, don't have to have a little library card or nothing. You just open the door. And I found out yesterday they've got 25,000 of these little things, book exchange things, all over the world. Now, I had
what?
Never heard of this. But you know what? That's because we have stopped reading. Pick up a book. Mm. Please pick up a book. They're making everything is so accessible to us. I bet you can use that. You can use that computer to play any video game that you want. You can use your computer to do everything. But sit back, you won't even listen to an audiobook. Mm. I mean, it's just, and you know what? I was looking over in Japan. I was watching a documentary about Japan. It's called Inside China. These folks have gotten so dependent upon the computer to where even old folks done forgot how to write in Mandarin in the original
Chinese.
They asked an old man, do you know how to spell this in Mandarin? Man said, I don't know how to spell. I don't forgot how to do that. We got computers now. I sat back and I said, and this guy had to be like 60 years old, maybe 70.
Okay.
And I said to myself, okay, it's good on one end that he knows how to operate the computer, but it's bad on another end because he's forgetting his culture and don't know how to read it no more.
Mm.
And I said to myself, and they were talking about how bad it's getting to where now they want to force them to go back and learn how to write down the symbols and write their own language. And I said to myself, what is going on? It's not just here, it's everywhere. telling y'all, ain't nothing wrong with technology. Technology can be a beautiful thing, but you can't get caught up in it too tough, because it's designed to take over too.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't be long. They're going to start making these computers. It's going to start thinking. They're going to start getting, they're going to evolutionarize themselves, and you're going to be sitting back in your house, and it'll be just like something out of the Terminator. One of them, it'll be a HAL, a 2001, 2010, but it won't be a space odyssey. It'll be an Earth odyssey. So we have to watch out. We have to be real careful. Dr. Ruth, Dr. Sarah, I'm sorry. Dr. Sarah, I am looking so forward to getting on your show and having some great dialect with you, because you have made my show today, and I want to thank you for finding me.
Yes,
I really do.
The divine. We're gonna thank
There you go. Well, I know that God don't make no mistake, and so the pleasure was all mine. To everybody that was listening today, I hope you enjoyed the show. Once again, I want you to tune in on Wednesday nights, 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, to Dr.
Ema Sarah.
Ema. Okay, Dr. Ema. Okay. I want you to listen to her show and tell us the name of that show one more time.
It's the Saber Hole Live Show.
Saber Hole
Radio.
Live. I like that right there.
Hey, don't
see. We got to tell it like it is. Ain't no sense in us sugarcoating it, because we don't understand sugarcoated words. And people be getting mad. They be saying, well, how can you talk like this? How do you say the things? I say, because we done got beyond sugarcoat. I tried to sugarcoat it with you, and you didn't get it. So I might as well just come on and break you off something proper, and maybe you'll understand it then. Dr. Sarah, I'll talk to you on Wednesday night. Remember, we're not going to be – okay, this is going to officially be my last week doing Blog Talk Radio, because we are going to be joining a new radio family. And we'll be broadcasting in 27 stations here in the United States and 400 stations worldwide. So we will be going and switching over to the new station in about a couple of weeks. And so we are trying to prepare ourselves. We're trying to get new equipment together and have it assembled and put in. And I'm sitting back even after I get finished with this. I have to sit back and take a little break, and they've got to come in and do their thing. But we will be switching over to the Starcom Radio Network, which is affiliated with WKKRP AM 1610. And so we will be going ahead and making that transition. We'll be coming on Monday nights from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, from 7 to 9. Central Time, and so I'm looking forward to a lot of you switching over and still listening in on our show. We're still going to do the same format, but it's going to be a lot different, because we've got a lot more guests and a lot more interviews, and we're going to have a whole bunch of more facts for you that you can sit back and just marinate on and think about. So until I see you again, because I will be back tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the 99% versus the 1%, because I want to talk about this thing. Why is it that the 99% continues to remain poor when the 1% continues to ask us for more? So on tomorrow, we'll talk to you same time, 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We love you all, and like I always say, try to just get through the day without hurting anybody. I got to run, but it's been fun. I'll talk to everybody on tomorrow, and God bless. See you, Dr. Sarah.
See you. Thank you.
All right.